So the studies so far show us that about a third of filers in Canada have simple enough tax filings that the government basically has all the information they need. And in that, turns our narrative around the tax man into a narrative of the bad guy out to get us to the good guy who's actually helping us by telling us what we owe to build our society and also delivering our benefits to us.
Hi, and welcome to The Missing Middle. I'm Kara Stern.
And I'm Mike Moffat.
And today we've got Katrina Miller, the Executive Director of Canadians for Tax Fairness, to talk about how automatic tax filing can save you money.
But before we get started, don't forget to like, subscribe, and leave a comment. We'd love to hear from you.
Welcome, Katrina. Thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, thanks for coming. And, you know, I think many people probably don't know what your organization does or might confuse you with some other CTF, like the Canadian Taxpayers Federation. So who does the Canadians for Tax Fairness represent?
Well, we're an organization that was put together about 10 years ago by a bunch of civil society groups, including faith-based groups, social justice groups, and labor organizations that really wanted a conversation in Canada that talked about what a fair taxation system is, understanding that we need a taxation system in order to fund and invest in the society we want to have together as Canadians. We need to understand who that money comes from and what's a fair, you know, what's a fair proportion of taxes to be paid by each person. So that's what we work on. We try to find ways for Canada's tax system to be more fair for everyone.
And your organization recently submitted a story to a publication called Canadian Dimension about automatic tax filing. And you kind of described it as a way to help people save money. What does it mean when you automatically file your taxes?
Well, right now, the onus is upon each of us who are working and earning to tell the government what we owe in taxes and for the government to look at our tax returns and say, yeah, that's right or that's wrong, right? What this would do is flip the onus. It would put the government in the position of sending a filing that they do of our taxes based on the information that they already have about us and say, hey, we think you owe this many taxes. And what we get to say back to them is, well, in fact, you're a little off. You forgot this healthcare bill. You forgot this expense. I have this other earning that needs to be included. And then we adjust the tax bill for them. So the onus switches and the work switches from the taxpayer to the government. We think this is a more fair system.
It sounds so much nicer than what everyone's doing right now, trying to like furiously get their taxes in before the deadline. Like, if it could just be done for you, that sounds so lovely. Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, there's a TikTok video I sent you guys of, a woman dealing with the IRS. And, you know, she's saying, like, you know how much I owe you. Like, why don't you just tell me? And the IRS is like, no, this is so much more fun to make it a guessing game. I think about that a lot, that, you know, if the government already knows roughly what I owe them, why don't they just tell me what I owe them like any other creditor? So, you know, overall, you know, this seems like a very sort of beneficial thing, you know, to do less paperwork. But are there groups in particular who would benefit from this?
Well, certainly those who don't file their taxes right now. And actually, if you don't owe taxes, there is no rule that you have to file them. Unfortunately, if you don't file your taxes, you also lose out on various types of tax credits and benefits that you may be owed, like the Canada Child Benefit, like the carbon tax rebates that there's been so much discussion about. And so what we see in the numbers is it's the lower income Canadians that tend to file less and actually would be the greatest recipients of these benefits.
What's stopping them from filing?
Well, probably the fact that they may know that they don't owe any taxes and don't realize that there's a benefit that they could be gaining. And they may be social assistance recipients. And so therefore think that they're already getting the benefits that they're owed by the government, not realizing that there's others that they could attach. Some of them may just have sheer barriers of not having access to a computer, not understanding the system, not speaking English as their first language.
Does it look like the government's going to actually implement this at all?
Well, the government in 2020, in its throne speech, recognized that automatic tax filing was a good idea. Why? Because we're seeing countries across Europe, across the world, actually, use automatic tax filing as part of their tax systems. So this is a tried and proven system used worldwide. Canada decided in 2020 that it was going to start moving towards automatic tax filing. It already had systems in place to autofill forms, only, however, if you had, a software that you had to buy, or you had a professional accountant that could, get that information through CRA. And also it started a phone system for really, really simple tax filers. So they were already on their way to automatic tax filing. In 2020, they decided that they would indeed commit to it. However, we're in 2024, and we're still waiting for a fully automated tax filing system for taxpayers. What we've seen is some expansion of their phone-based system. What we've seen most recently is that they've committed to a pilot, but we still have no timeline, no concrete date by which all tax filers in Canada will be able to use this system in some way.
Did the federal budget mention it at all?
The federal budget did, in fact, mention it. Both federal budgets the last 2 years have mentioned it and have promised that they're moving in that direction. So they've promised an expansion of this phone system to up to 2 million tax filers. The most simple tax filings that they can find in the system, they'll do through the phone. But we don't really understand, with the pilots, with the consultations, with everything that's discussed, when we will have an automatic tax filing system.
Now, maybe I'm just cranky because I did my taxes over the weekend, but for the life of me, I can't understand why anybody anywhere would oppose this. So, as an economist, then I think maybe there's some unintended consequences that I'm just not thinking about. So, is there a downside to this? Are there groups or individuals made worse off? Just why aren't we doing this?
Frankly, from my perspective, I can't see a downside to this. However, there is a very strong lobby group right now. I think they call themselves the Tax Filer Empowerment Canada. And basically, that's a group of tax accountants, brokerage firms, and software firms that still want to be the middleman in our tax system. And what they say is that they are protecting the taxpayers. However, every system we've looked at, the taxpayer has the control in automatic tax filing. You don't have the government automatically file your taxes, tell you how much you owe, and you never have any say in the matter. In fact, in most countries that we've reviewed, what happens is the government sends you your information and says, hey, this is what we think your filings are. Can you either accept this or turn in your own filing or correct it for us? And so you have options and the power is in your hands. I don't see this as a disbenefit for anyone. And frankly, those people who have really complex tax filings will need to go through these professional services anyways.
Who are the companies that are doing the lobbying?
It's like TurboTax, Thomson Reuters, Intuit, tax software that all of us use, H&R Block, tax filing services that some of us have used in the past or may use now. And, it's not that these organizations and these supports and softwares will go away under this system. Frankly, some people will still need to use them and still enjoy using them. But automatic tax filing does take a whole bunch of their work away.
Now, is the CRA going to need additional information from us to make this work? So let's say I make a donation to an environmental NGO. Is that going to go to the CRA first? Because you would think that if it doesn't, how much of a benefit is this going to be if we have healthcare expenses, donations, all of these other things that the CRA doesn't know about?
So the studies so far show us that about a third of filers in Canada have simple enough tax filings that the government basically has all the information they need to deliver them the number and for the taxpayer to say, yes, that's right. The rest of us will need probably to amend whatever the government's numbers are, or we'll in fact have to continue doing our taxes the same way we do now because we have complex filings. And the system isn't going to be built for complex filings, at least not at first. Right now, what we're focused on is getting a system in place that ensures that those people who aren't filing their taxes right now and are losing out on government benefits that would make their lives better get those government benefits through an automatic tax filing system.
That organization you talked about, the Tax Filer Empowerment Canada, they describe their goal as trying to help maintain independence and confidence in Canada's tax filing system by ensuring the roles of taxpayer and tax collector remain separate and distinct. Why do you think that's something that they are focused on, trying to keep those two parties distinct? How does that help people?
Well, it's an odd mandate, because right now those two parties aren't really distinct. All of our, much of our earnings information is delivered to our tax agencies already. That's part of transparency laws that exist in Canada and frankly around the world. So if our tax agency already has our information, in a sense, there's nothing that we're potentially providing them that's independent, right? They understand what our earnings are. And all this does is turn the onus on them to tell us what we owe, instead of us having to figure out through complex forms, through hours of sitting at our kitchen tables, what the tax system tells us we need to pay.
Are they trying to portray it as like you have people who are like they're on one side and they're going to be fighting for you against the government? Like, that's kind of what I'm picturing when they say that, like they're going to find ways to get around the taxes. Is that what they're trying to say?
That's an age old sort of, trope about our tax man, our tax system, is that they're out to get us. When the truth is that our tax agencies not only, are where we deliver our taxes, but also how we get many of our benefits. About $50 billion of government support goes out through the tax system. And so what, Tax Filer Empowerment Canada is really doing is really, trying to, embolden this message that the tax man's out to get you. And what is actually the case is the tax man already has all the information they need about your taxes for the most part. Certainly what you owe based off of your earnings, because that's part of corporate and financial transparency in Canada and around the world. And what this does is flip the script a little bit and have the tax agencies give us our information. So empower us to be able to say whether or not what they have found in terms of our tax paying, our tax payments is right or not. And in that, turns our narrative around the tax man into a narrative of the bad guy out to get us, to the good guy who's actually helping us by telling us what we owe to build our society and also delivering our benefits to us. This is really important for people who are in low income situations, who may not be filing their taxes right now and are missing out on potentially thousands of dollars of benefits every year, for the simple reason that they don't do tax filing.
So you mentioned earlier that automatic tax filing happens in other countries. Like which other countries, and are there like one or two you would see as examples that Canada should try to emulate?
Well, I think UK and New Zealand are the two that get talked about the most, because their systems, I think, are somewhat similar to ours. And their automatic tax filing systems are very, very simple. You can go online, you can do a phone call, you can get your filing in the mail, all to get what the government says you owe and amend it, approve it, or say, no, thank you. I'm going to file my own tax filing, and I don't want you to look at yours at all. I want you to look at mine. So you have the most choice and sort of the most convenience in those systems.
You mentioned that the Liberal government is potentially interested in implementing this. We don't know if it's going to happen anytime soon, but it sounds like they have steps towards it. Is this the kind of thing that if a Conservative government came into power that you would expect that they would kind of wipe away those plans, or do you think that they might also be interested in keeping the system?
I think a Conservative government, I think any government, in fact, would be interested in keeping the system, because it does, in fact, empower individual tax filers in order to help them file their taxes without having to spend all the time and money we spend now to do so, and to receive benefits that they rightly deserve. So I don't necessarily see this program stopping if we have a change in government.
And do you think that it'll actually be implemented anytime soon?
Well, certainly that's the hope, but it's been slow going. This promise was made in 2020, and here we are in 2024 with a slight increase to the phone-based system that that you have to be invited to use by the CRA. So we see in the budget in 2024 that they're looking for an expansion of that system to 2 million tax filers by 2025, and that they'll be holding pilots in the summer of 2024 and consultations. Now, you know, it's all about who those consultations are with. If they're only with the tax filing agencies and services out there, then we're going to have a problem. Hopefully, those consultations will also be with regular Canadians.
Well, I imagine there's a lot of people who wouldn't have even known about the consultations or that automatic tax filing is even a thing. So thank you so much for shedding some light on this.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. I hope we're not having this conversation in 2028. So again, thanks for your great work on this.
Come on, hopefully by 2025, I don't have to do my taxes. That'd be so nice. Thanks so much for watching and listening, and thanks as always to our incredible producer, Meredith Martin.
And if you have any burning economic or housing questions, please feel free to reach out to us at missingmiddlepodcast@gmail.com.
And we'll see you next time.